And with me is Howard Hedstrom. He is the president of the Joint Economic Development Authority. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, let's first of all talk about the housing survey. You had your first look at that at the EDA meeting.
Yes. Doug Zahn from Wagner Architecture in Duluth put together quite an extensive report, an update to an old report, actually. It's an 89-pager, so it's a lot to wade through.
Anything new or different about it, or haven't you had a chance to wait?
Well, it's like I say, it's big, but we covered some of the highlights. You know, it points out we do have an aging population. Mm-hmm. I asked about metrics, you know, how our county and community compares, you know, with others in the world. In Grand Marais, we've got our proportion of households with children is quite a ways below the normal. Also in the county, single households are 40%, a more normal range would be 33%. Shows that we have a lot of seniors, basically.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cost of housing is high, which we'd expect, and things like that.
Okay, well, we're going to follow up with Abby Tofte on that later in the month.
And of course, one of the recommendations, when you get down to that, which really affects the cost of housing, which we are struggling with. And, mm-hmm. and you know, county and city policies and ordinances play a big role in if you can build and the cost of building. And, you know, there's things going on in the county to rewrite some of those goals and ordinances. And that will be an important thing for everybody to watch.
Okay, well, speaking of households, let me move to the AEOA. One of their programs that you're dealing with is a heat assistance. And before we went on the air, you gave me some, I think, pretty high usage, 256 households.
Yeah, it's kind of I asked about the metrics there, too, and that's a fairly normal percent. I think that's like 10% of our households, and, mm-hmm. and that would be not unexpected. And they averaged, you know, almost $800 of assistance per household.
And then there's also over 100 people that had emergencies.
Well, it's crisis, and I don't remember what the crisis means, but it's there's another pretty good chunk of money that went into that, and then there's also an emergency repair. Mm-hmm. And these are numbers from 2014, so that this program is ongoing, and you can call AEOA. You can walk in the door, which is down next to City Hall, or go on the website.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of walking in the door, you've made some, staff enhancements? Or?
Well, no, we have had Pat Campanero helping the EDA. We've had her moniker as assistant under, you know, now that I'm president, I have too many hats to wear, and I don't want to be the point person on EDA, so I've asked Pat to do more of the load that way, and we'll, over time, we'll figure out a different name. We don't have the money to hire a full-time director, but we, you know, would like to have Pat have more authority and mm-hmm. pick up more of the work and the coordination pieces.
Yeah, because she's already working a lot with small businesses. And
she has two jobs. So one is a small business, and then the other is the EDA work. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Howard. Well, I hope that the loggers are going to be able to dig out of the snow and keep
the
logs moving in.
Well, we do too. The other thing we did last night is we voted on a $500 grant to the Northwoods Food Project.
Oh.
Which is a group. They've got a graduate student. They're going to study looking at doing more local-based food.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be an interesting project as that moves forward.
Okay, we've been speaking with Howard Hedstrom. He is the new president of the Joint EDA, and we'll talk to you again soon. Howard, thank you much.
Thank you, Jay.